More snow and freezing rain is forecast today for much of the east. A powerful storm system continues to move up the east coast. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. A meteorologist says New York City and the surrounding areas could get up to 18 inches of snow. Silver Spring, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C., has 25 inches of snow. Mountainous areas have more. In West Virginia, tens of thousands of people are without power. The storm has made travel nearly impossible. Hospitals have been asking for volunteers with four-wheel drive vehicles to help employees get to and from work. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on the storm that effectively has shut down the nation's capital.
For 3 days, people in Washington, parts of Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania have woken up to a ghostly white world of snow. Throughout the weekend, soft flakes fell continually, leaving a pale blanket covering roads, cars, and buildings. In the capital, museums along the National Mall were closed, and stores remained shuttered. Airports in Baltimore and Washington closed, forcing President Bush to spend 2 hours driving back from Camp David rather than flying. Some meteorologists say they were astounded when they saw the formation of this storm.
It's not what you would call our typical storm. Only thing I could say is that a combination of things came together to allow this to happen.
Brian Cordy is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says what happened is two storm systems developed at the same time. A nor'easter, which is the name of a winter storm that normally has short but heavy snowfalls, and another slightly weaker storm. When the two systems collided, it paralyzed vast areas from Delaware to Virginia. Cordy says the amount of snowfall won't break a record. He believes it will wind up around the top five in terms of total accumulation. Cordy says it's something else that makes this snowstorm different.
The duration. I think in my career here, which has gone about 25 years, I've never seen a storm last this long in terms of a duration over the northeastern U.S. like this.
The slow-moving weather system started in Nebraska, but it affected areas as far west as the Central Plains and left heavy snow in parts of the Midwest. The storm hit Des Moines, Iowa, Friday morning. By Saturday, it had dumped 14 inches on the city, says William Stowe, director of public works in Des Moines.
Like any natural disaster, the first problem is just the logistics of dealing with it. And in this situation, we had a population on a weekend, about 400,000 here in the metro area, that were basically covered with snow in a quantity they haven't seen in a number of years in one event.
The storm didn't lose any of that ferocity as it moved east. Snow fell at a rate of up to 4 inches per hour in some parts of Maryland, forcing Governor Robert Ehrlich to call a state of emergency. That allowed police to keep private cars from driving on any state-owned or maintained road, says Quinton Banks, spokesman for the Maryland Emergency Management Agency.
One of the problems that we were facing were folks that were going out sightseeing in the middle of the snowstorm. They themselves were getting in trouble, they were blocking exits, and were making it very difficult for the highway crews to perform their function of trying to keep the roads open.
Some people, like Ariel Thibault, ignored the inconvenience and the danger of snow. Thibault says she enjoyed how it transformed Washington.
Everything looks so much nicer in the snow. There's no dirt all around and rats and all that stuff. It's just pretty.
And the snow is a distraction to issues such as Iraq or North Korea, says Des Moines Public Works Director Stowe.
The weather will warm up, the snow will go away, people will drive more cautiously for 2 or 3 days, but there's something about a natural event and our ability to react from it that's a little bit different than some of the other things we're thinking about right now.
But until that happens, snow is the main concern for people on the East Coast. The storm system is expected to hit Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Massachusetts today. And New York City has mobilized 1,300 snowplows and thousands of pounds of salt to spread on the roads. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.